This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Cute animal videos, they are all the rage on the internet. One of the most popular hit the web in September, showing a baby goat being rescued from the pond of a petting zoo by a heroic little pig. It even got the attention of Fox News, NBC News, and the crew on Good Morning America.
A goat, a baby goat, gets stuck in water in a petting zoo.
What?
Can you believe it? Yes, this is terrible. Baby goat, so send in the rescue pig. You might say, what is a rescue pig? Take a look.
Oh, that is the cutest thing.
Come on.
Oh, wait, we're not done yet.
What?
Rescue pig, Superman theme.
Yay. Oh,
yeah. Aw, that'll do, pig, that'll do. Or will it? Turns out the whole thing was faked by the folks at Comedy Central, and the likes of Brian Williams of NBC Nightly News had to do an on-air retraction of sorts.
And the New York Times has uncovered a story we'll just call Piggate. It was a viral video back in September that purported to show a pig rescuing a goat from a pond, and it rocketed all over the world at the time on a ton of websites, a lot of different broadcasts, including this one. And while we said at the time we had no way of knowing it was real, despite checking, we now know it wasn't.
Here to talk about this fake pig video and what it means in the world of media is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, Brian Williams tries to sort of cop a plea here and say NBC at least said they couldn't prove if the pig rescuing goat video was real, but it kind of begs the question, why air it if you don't know?
Well, it's a really good question. It also begs another question, which is, what did you do to try and find out if it was real? Because frankly, I looked at this video for about 5 minutes and concluded that it was a fake. There were some huge red flags. The guy from the New York Times called and asked me to look at it last week, and I spent about 5 minutes looking at it before I concluded that it was fake. There's a couple of big red flags. One is that there's no context for this other than a really simple little paragraph that says petting zoo, but it doesn't tell you where, it doesn't tell you when. But the biggest red flag is that the user who posted this video to YouTube created his account the day before, and it's the only video that he's ever posted. Most of the fake videos that circulate are posted under similar circumstances. So my question to NBC was, why didn't you try and find out if it was real?
Indeed. And if the likes of NBC, ABC, Fox can be hoaxed like this, what about something of more import? You know, I don't know, a security cam video of a terrorist act or something. Do they accept that as real, too?
Well, one would hope that if the content is more significant, that they would put more of their journalistic resources on the story.
But they didn't on this one. What's the disconnect here?
You know, I think a lot of newsrooms are under pressure to ride this wave of information saturation. So a video goes popular, it gets viral, and newsrooms want to get in on that wave because they feel like it makes them seem relevant. I'm not sure it does, though.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. We now know who to go to when we see another pig rescuing goat video. It's you.
Thank you very much, Craig.